Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the At-Large Capacity Building Working Group call on Friday, the 26th of September, 2014 at 1630 UTC. On the call today, we have Olivia Crepin-LeBlanc, Tijani Benjema, Maureen Hilliard, and Yasuchi Kitamura. We have apologies from Ali Al-Michel, Jacqueline Morris, Pastor Peters, and Heidi Ulrich. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Kathy Schnitt, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Terry. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. So we start this teleconference on capacity building, and as you know, the last time we had a teleconference on capacity building, we decided to use the webinar on the post 2014 IGF and make it and call the ALS representatives to follow it, because it is a good way to make them learn more about what happened there. And we also decided that we will organize the webinar about the ICANN 51 in Los Angeles. And this call will happen in a few days. So it wasn't planned to make another call now, but since there is something very urgent that the chair of ALAC asked all the working groups to work on, which was the Atlas II declaration recommendations, how they are dispatched on the working groups, and the working groups are in charge now to prepare clear and practical recommendation to be sent to the board. So this call is more focused on this point, on this issue. And I want first to ask you if you adopt the agenda I am proposing here, if there is any opposition to this agenda. Seeing no hands, so I may understand that the agenda is adopted. Okay, Maureen, thank you. So we will start now by the point number 3, which is Atlas II declaration recommendations. And I put a link here to the Atlas II recommendations related to capacity building. I am sure you received this, because Olivier sent it to everyone. And we have two recommendations that were assigned to us. The recommendation number 2 and the recommendation number 26. The first one, number 2, says that the ICANN should increase support budget and staff to programs having brought valuable members to the community. And here, three working groups were concerned by this recommendation: the outreach, the capacity building, and the finance and budget. Now, as capacity building working group, how we can formulate better, clearly, the recommendation to the board, that the board can understand and can act according to this recommendation? This is the question. And I would like to ask Olivier to give more explanation about this, because this is his main concern today. Olivier, can you please take the floor?
Yeah, thank you, Tijani. It's Olivia speaking. I have computer problems at the moment. I can't even read the recommendations. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to get, if you give me a couple of minutes and explain other things, then I can get on with it. But at the moment, I would be working out of memory, and I haven't even heard half of the things that you said. So, it doesn't help. Sorry.
Okay.
technical problem.
Okay, no problem. And I noticed that your voice is really distorted, so I am trying to understand, but because I know the subject, that's why I understand, but it is not intelligible, as the French people say. So
Tijania, I'm in France. That probably is why this country doesn't have very good telecommunications. Let me just ask for Diego to call me back again to try and get a better line, and then by that time I'll also have the recommendations working. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Olivier. So now coming back to our recommendation number two, I would like to know how do you think the capacity building working group can reformulate or give a better formulated recommendation to the board, so that the board can act upon this this recommendation, so that the recommendation is practical and can lead to something done by the board. I will read it again. ICANN should increase support, budget and staff to programs having brought valuable members to the community. And in the note on this table, they say define programs that brought valuable members to the community. So this also need to be clarified, need to be more defined, more clarified. So, yes, Olivier, you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you very much, Tijani. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, so that... and my computer has started working too, so there you go. Obviously, it was a problem that affected everything. I understand that you explained a little bit what the situation was. The two recommendations which are aimed at this working group here, the capacity building working group, are actually complex recommendations in that the ATLAS 2 follow-up implementation team, implementation task force, the ATLAS 2 IT for short, assigned those two recommendations to both the outreach, capacity building, and finance and budget committee for recommendation number two, and the social media technology task force and capacity building for recommendation number 26. I hope that you can both read those, because at the moment, yeah, they look very, very small. Oh, my goodness. This doesn't look very good at the moment on the screen. I hope you can link to it from the agenda. Yeah, you've got that linked from the agenda. So people can download that. It's a document which is easy to read. So, in effect, the board is very interested by our recommendations, but the feedback they have provided is that many of them are just very open and not very targeted, and that we need to now target those. We need to focus them. And the board doesn't like receiving recommendations saying the ALAC wants the board to do something about capacity building. No, what the board would like to receive is, okay, if we have a capacity building working group that wants the board to do something about capacity building, what is it that we want the board to do? And we have to spell out and be quite definite and quite upfront about what we want the board to do, and quite explicit about what we want the board to do. So when it says here, ICANN should increase support, budget, and staff to programs having brought valuable members to the community, I can see several things that we have to work on. First, what do we mean by increased support? Budget and staff, that's great, but to what extent do we see that you know, what would be a good increase of support and the budget, a good increase of support and staff? And then if we say this, then when we mean in there to programs having brought valuable members to the community, how are we to quantify who are valuable members brought to the community. Are we going to be saying what are the programs that will bring valuable members to the community? This sort of thing. So, you know, we can do as little or as much as we want on this, but this is all keeping in line with the recommendation that ICANN should increase support, budget, and staff to programs having brought valuable members to the community. And it's the same thing with the other recommendation, number 26. We've got a quite an open recommendation here, which says current policy management processes within ICANN are insufficient. ICANN must implement a workable policy management process system available for use across the SOs and APs. And then we've got the reasons, what we wanted to do, the reason why the Social Media Technology Task Force and Capacity Building Working Group were listed there is because what we are looking at here is not just a quick fix and saying, well, if you put the request for a comment 24 hours earlier on this website, that will solve the case. No, here we're looking at really implemented something that's more of a knowledge management system, I think. And if we want that to be implemented, maybe we should start putting together a set of needs and requirements for this project management system. In fact, number 26 is going to be touched on when meeting with Ranjan, Ashwin Ranjan, who is the new Chief Information and Innovation Officer at ICANN. There's going to be some time for the ALAC to meet with him in Los Angeles. That will be some discussion. But ultimately, it would be good if this working group here could perhaps, since we're dealing with capacity building, could perhaps put a set of requirements together for this policy management process system. The Technology Task Force will probably make some suggestions as to how this could be built, and the Social Media Working Group will probably also see how this should be marketed and what this should look like. That's the way I think that we saw it all come together. And then we can go and speak to Ashwin Ranjan, and at least we've got something to ask him. I hope I've been explicit, but not too explicit for it. If you have any questions, of course, I'm ready to answer them.
Thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much. But, Olivier, recommendation number 26, I can understand that the Capacity Building Working Group is really involved and can do a concrete recommendation regarding the knowledge management. I don't see for the recommendation number 2 how the capacity building can be involved, because it is about increasing support. So it can be budget, it can be staffing, it can be anything, increased support for programs having brought variable members. So where is the place here of the capacity building? I don't see any learning aspect, any capacity building aspect in this recommendation.
Can I answer, Tijani?
Yes, please, yes.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So the Capacity Building Working Group is listed there because it was thought that some capacity building programs have brought new valuable members to the community. Now, if you believe that's not the case, then we can always take the Capacity Building Working Group out of this. But that means you're not going to get any funding for any capacity building.
No, the question is not this, Olivier. Some programs brought valuable members. Okay, so this is not the issue of this recommendation. This recommendation is about to increase the support. So increase the support for those programs. So are we trying to find all the programs that that ATLARGE or ALAC has already implemented and that brought variable members? So we have to, here I see particularly the Finance and Budget Subcommittee and the Outreach also. But capacity building, yes, the capacity building programs are bringing to the community available members. Is it the reason why we have, what kind of recommendation we can do for the board about that? Can we say we are doing very good the job, so we need more money?
Okay, thanks very much for this, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So in what you've just said now, Tijani, you haven't told me, you've just spoken about capacity building. You have not said a word about what exactly was the capacity building that you did, what was successful, what was not successful. And we're now working on a case of ICANN is going to look at every single penny that it invests and that it spends on programs and find out what kind of return this brings. So, you know, you said, well, we need more money for capacity building. Well, for doing what? For traveling to places and telling people what ICANN is? For flying people to Los Angeles and teaching them how to be a member of At Large and how to be, you know, bottom-up and all this? Leadership training? For having webinars taking place in the different RALOs, you haven't mentioned what works, and I think this is what we need to find out. What are the ones? What are the capacity building programs that we've had so far that have brought valuable members of the community to At Large?
Yes.
Now, if you don't know the answer to that, then the case is closed. Then okay, fine. Then I would assume that nothing in the capacity building programs has been successful in bringing members to the community. But I think that's exactly what you don't want to hear. So I'm being provocative here because I think that's what we need to put our fingers on, and we need to show and say, you know, what are the programs that would benefit from an increased amount of funding?
Okay. I would like to hear from the others. Maureen, please.
Thank you, Tijani. I'm sort of listening to Olivia, and I really do agree that I know it's probably been a while since I was with the capacity building group, and I do apologize for that. But I do feel that before we can even start on looking at ways in which we can ask for further support, we really do need to evaluate what we've done and what sort of support we've had and whether it's actually been effective in achieving what it is that we wanted to do. And I think, I know that we were actually sort of like looking at a program of capacity building activities, and I really probably need to be refreshed on what these have been. I guess it means listing those webinars, listing those opportunities that have actually been offered. So we really do need to get our working group looking at putting something a little bit more constructive together so that we can actually move on to what we plan to do further and what recommendations may be required for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you very much. It is exactly what I wanted to say. We did programs for capacity building programs, and I think that they were really successful. They really brought, at least I would not say brought people. I would say made people more engaged, more involved, more participating. And we didn't ask for money for that. We tried to make the capacity building programs without. There is, for sure, there is a budget for that. The budget is at least the staff work, etc. But we didn't ask for a specific budget for the capacity building. Now, if we start asking for, this is what I see, because this is the issue that increase means increase resources. So that means that we have to ask for increasing the resources for the capacity building programs that we are planning to do. And I really don't want to do that. I want to prepare the programs. I want to try to make the programs as not cheap, but as without additional budget, because we can do things without budget, without additional budget, and I don't think it is the moment now to ask for more money. As you said, because ICANN is trying to see where the money is going, why we are spending a lot of money. This is my this was my concern, and I wanted. So we heard from Maureen. I would like to hear from the others if there is other point of view. Olivier, go ahead, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So two things. On the one hand, perhaps the one thing to do first is to take stock of what capacity building has been done at the moment, what cost it had, what are the different programs that we've had, because you mentioned capacity building, but I'm not quite sure we are quite aware of what type of capacity building has taken place at ALAC level, at RALO level, locally, and also during meetings, etc. That's one. And of course, the part of capacity building that took place over in Atlas too. Now, on your second point, where you don't think that we should now be asking for money for capacity building, I'm sorry to have to contradict you, Tijani, but we don't have a choice. This is a recommendation from the Atlas II that was adopted by 150 at-large structures that was then voted by our 15-member ALAC and ratified. This is something we need to do, and this is a recommendation to the board. So now you know, had you not been in agreement with this at the time when this was drafted and so on, then you might have wished to put your point across at the time, but I'm really sorry, this is a recommendation. So we don't have a choice in that. Right now, it's implementation of what the recommendation is. Now, if you wish to go against the recommendation, then I think you would probably have to ask for a vote from the ALAC, and I'm not sure that you would go back on a recommendation. I don't know where you know how that would work, but you would probably have to ask the ALAC, and I don't know really. I'd be confused on that one. Thanks.
Olivier, I will not go against the recommendation at all. It was only the understanding of the recommendation, but I want the group, the working group, to think about it, all the working group. It was my point of view, and I want to have the feedback of the others. So I heard from Maureen. Now I give the floor to Dev. Dev, please. You might be muted.
Sorry, Tijani. This is Maureen. Were you actually asking me a question?
Pardon? Pardon, Maureen?
No, sorry. Were you actually asking me a question, Tijani?
No. I said that I heard from you, and now I give the floor to Dev. And Dev said problem with the microphone. Okay.
If he's having a problem with the microphone, if I might just sort of like chip in here. I do think that, we are sort of like establishing that, there is a need for some sort of an evaluation process. And, I mean, I think that the very first thing that we've got to do is actually sort of like do, as Olivia says, we've got to take stock and actually sort of like start looking at all the activities that have been provided so that we can actually make some reasonable assessment as to, the effectiveness of these programs and what we need to look at, as Olivia says, how do we qualify how effective each of those activities have been? So I know that you know, this is it's quite a big task to even be taking to be starting at this stage, but I think it's something that we've got to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. So Dev, is it solved?
Hey, Johnny, this is Terry from staff. We're actually going to dial out to Dev at the moment. Give us one more moment, please.
Okay, thank you. So the idea now, as I say, if I understood well from Olivier, is to try to assess the actions or the programs of capacity building we did, and try to explain how we need more programs to bring more people into the community. This is what I understood from Olivier. Yes, Olivier.
Thank you, Tejani. It's Olivier speaking. You're absolutely correct. And I was going to ask you, are there any programs which you would have wanted to have, but which would require funding? And I think that's where the second part of that work would go. First part, taking stock. Second part, what are the programs that would need increased staff support or budget that you would like to see implemented?
Yes.
Thank
okay.
you.
Understood. Understood. Dev, go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is Dev speaking. Sorry for the problems with the audio. I think one of the, obviously I agree with what Maureen was saying and Olivia was saying. You do need to take stock of what our efforts are. But I do think, I wasn't in this thematic group, but I imagine when I read this recommendation, the idea is to really make these capacity building sessions accessible. And by that I mean by, you know, making it easy to find and for persons to easily digest. You know, a lot of our capacity building sessions have been, I believe, through the Adobe Connect. And, you know, maybe that is not a suitable format for easy retrieval. Or for ELS to take that capacity building session and play it back on their computer in the evening when they don't have fast internet access, that type of things. So I think where we're looking at in terms of staff, I think we want to increase. I would call it our production value of our capacity building sessions, so that it can be put up on our ICANN at Large website. You know, embedded video, that type of stuff. So making our capacity building sessions more accessible and easier to share and so forth. So that's my thinking as part of that recommendation. But we do need to take stock. What we have done so far, have they been effective? But that's it. Thanks.
Hey, Johnny, this is Terry. If you are speaking, we're unable to hear you.
Sorry, Terry, you're right. I was muted. So thank you, Dev, for this. I have a question for all of you. Do you think that we have to make the stock-taking for all the capacity building activities that have been done in at large, or only those implemented and performed by the capacity building working group? This is one question I want to hear the response from you. Olivier, for at large. Very good. That's exactly what I thought. So Olivier said all capacity building programs in at large, not only those implemented by the working group. Very good. So, and Fatima is proposing a kind of recommendation for the board on the chat, include a point to ask more slots for at large members in the fellowship program. Yes. Okay. This is a kind of recommendation. That's right. Okay, this is for recommendation 2. I think it is less complex than the recommendation number 36, but for me it wasn't very very clear. I understand that yes, we have to make the stock taking. It's very good. We have to evaluate. We have to assess, and to give what we did, what was the result, what was the cost. This is clear. But for the future, yes, we have a plan for 1 year, and we can say that this program perhaps needs more resources. We have to be very clear on those resources. It is a recommendation for the board to be implemented, to be taken into account, so it must be very clear. Exactly like Fatima said, for example, more at-large people in the fellowship program, for example. This is one point. Do you have other things to say about recommendation number 2? Yes, Olivier, please.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. I think you completely summarized exactly what was needed for recommendation number 2. And you also noted that you were initially quite confused about this recommendation. And imagine the board reading this recommendation. They were equally as confused. But what you've just said now is exactly spot on with what needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Any other comment on recommendation number 2? Okay, so for recommendation number 26, moment, I have to open my file. Okay, recommendation number 26, it is for me less confusing. The recommendation says current policy management processes within ICANN are insufficient. ICANN must implement a workable policy management process system available for use across the SO and ACs in order to, first, enhance knowledge management, second, improve the effectiveness of all ICANN volunteers' communities, third, improve cross-community policy-specific activities, and enhance policy development metrics. After that, facilitate multilingual engagement, create a taxonomy of policy categories, and last, provide policy development history as an aid for newcomers. So this is the recommendation. I read it very slowly. I think that we are involved in the enhancing the knowledge management. If there is other aspects that we may be involved with, please tell me. I don't see any hand. Okay, Olivier.
Thank you very much for this, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So you are absolutely right, and I think you've completely covered what needs to be done here. The question I would like to ask the group is, how far do we go? Do we go as far as putting together a proposal for a complete knowledge management system, so for the requirements of a knowledge management system, or do we leave it to the chief information officer to come up with a solution? It really is, how far do we want to go? I'll listen to, I'd be interested in what others on this working group think. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivier. Any other comments? Yes, Maureen agrees with you, and he says, how much do we add to policy development? Yes, Maureen, please, go ahead.
Thank you, Suzanne. Yes, I mean, just adding on to that, it sounds very sort of like policy-driven, which I sort of like think is probably a little bit out of our strength, but I do think that there are definitely areas in this section that we can focus on that may perhaps influence policy, but I think that will come out of the evaluation that we do of our of the programs that we were talking about in for section two, because the section two may actually relate a lot to some of these issues that have actually been raised in the section 26. So I think that when we're evaluating the programs that we've actually already covered, we need to look at what has been covered and do we meet some of these needs and how we might be able to address them. Perhaps. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Thank you for that. Any other comment on recommendation 26? You still have your hand up, Maureen. You want to take the floor again?
Sorry.
Olivier, please.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So the page that's on the Adobe Connect doesn't really show very much, but of course it's got the on the right hand side, the assignees are the social media technology task force and capacity building. You'll note that some of the sub-points in there are, for example, facilitate multilingual engagement or create a taxonomy of policy categories. The work has already started, for example, to create a taxonomy of policy categories. So some of this has already started moving forward. Again, maybe it would be worth starting with taking stock of where we are. At what level are we on all of these subcategories? So we're clear where we are, and then putting together a timetable of what we want to achieve by when. I think recommendation 26 is not going to be something that we can do in one call or one meeting or in 2 weeks. This is something which hopefully we could design by Marrakesh, so giving us 3-4 months. And would obviously need the help from many different people and might even need the help to work already hand-in-hand with ICANN staff or with those people, that, either Mr. Ranjan, Ashwin Ranjan, or with others that you might delegate to them. But obviously we need to flesh this out as well. And what do we have today? What would we ideally like to see tomorrow? Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. Since I don't have another hand, I would like to ask you if you think that we have to work the recommendation 26 together with the other working groups designed for it or assigned for it, or do we have to do our part of the recommendation and let the others do their parts? Do you think that we have to consult with the others to work with them and to come out with a common recommendation to the board, or should we work our part and shape it in a separate recommendation? Yes, Olivier.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier. I'll defer to Dave on this one, since he is the chair of both the Technology Task Force and the social media. So he probably would be able to respond a lot better than I did.
Okay, develop. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. This also came from our thematic group. And I think one of the big problems for in terms of capacity building is that, it's very hard for a new person to really get them to really understand what the background is behind any policy issue. And I think one aspect of where the capacity building working group could help is the part regarding providing the policy development history as an aid for newcomers. Often, you know, we just get a public comment, and it's unless a person is well versed in the policy issues, it's a fast moving train, and unless you hop on and you're on the train, it's kind of hard, especially if you're on the platform, to jump on the train. So I think maybe what we can also look at from the capacity building working group side of things, especially in terms of providing the policy development history, making and ensuring that policy development history is good enough. Is it good? Not too complex? Does it break down the issue in easy to understand, digestible chunks for our at-large members to come up to speed on the policy issue? So I think that's probably one aspect of it. I could go into the other ideas regarding how the system could work, but I'm not sure if that's really what is being asked. I may have missed the question then, and then I apologize for that, Olivier.
Yes, thank you very much, but I think you didn't answer my question. First of all, I think that the most appropriate part of the recommendation number 26 is the knowledge management or the capacity building working group. This is the first remark. The second remark, my question was, do you think that we have to work apart, everyone alone, so you prepare the recommendation from your side and we prepare the part of the recommendation from our side, or do you think that we have to prepare it together to make it a common work and to come up with a common recommendation to the board? This is my question.
Okay, thank you. This is thanks, Rajani. This is Dave. With regards to the second part, I think, regarding knowledge management is one, but that policy development history, I think, is an aspect for capacity building as well, to ensure that what is there can be accessible for at-large members to get up to speed on the policy issue. So I think capacity building affects that point, the last point. To answer the question, I think the Technology Task Force and the Social Media Working Group is going to have its meetings on Monday to really discuss and to try to flesh out exactly the earlier other points. I think we could try to come up with a document and then send it to the Capacity Building Working Group for comment. So in sketching out how this we think this should work, the Technology Task Force and Social Media could take the lead on it, and the capacity building could take the lead on the knowledge management part and the policy development history part. So the Technology Task Force, Social Media, will try to document a little bit more what we think we want this policy, the policy management process system what should look like. The capacity building could review and comment on it. Would that be okay, Tijani?
Yes, I understand very well what you said. This is exactly the response to my question. Thank you very much. So we will work everyone from his or her side, and then we'll try to consult with the result we will have. Each one will try to send the recommendation they come up with to the other group so that we can comment on them. This is clear, and I am fine with it. I saw Olivier held his hand up, but now he
was an old hand.
Okay, it was an old hand. Okay. Any other comment or recommendation, remark on this recommendation number 26? So I don't see any hand. We still have 15 minutes, so we can. Yes, Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So I was going to suggest, since we do have 15 minutes, if we now have any action items coming out of this call, because obviously we need to be absolutely clear as to what happens next. So with regards to recommendation 2, what are the action items? With regards to recommendation number 26, what are the action items? At that point, we can track, because I'm speaking now wearing the hat of the Atlas 2 implementation task force, where we need to track how the work is going in all of the different working groups that are now working on the different tasks that we've sent them. And so obviously one of the things would be to come back now to the implementation task force and let them know that the meeting has taken place and what are the action items coming out of that meeting. The second question I was going to ask you is the timeline, because as you know, our first deadline is the ICANN meeting in Los Angeles. Do you expect anything to come back from your working group and the capacity building working group to be able to give something to the board either before or in Los Angeles regarding recommendation 2 and recommendation 26? And that's something I leave very undefined. It could be just a status report, basically saying, well, this is what we're working on at the moment, or it could be a full answer with a full proposal. But I seriously doubt that with the only 2 weeks that we have, we could have a full proposal. So I'd be edging more towards the status report. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. For recommendation number 2, the action items were, first, make the stock-taking of the capacity building activities inside at large. Try to give the output, the results, and try to evaluate the costs of those activities. And then next program, the program for the next year, what are the activities in terms of capacity building, and does it require more money or more resources? So those are the so first action item: stock taking with the outputs and with the resources, and the second action item is to propose a program with the required resources. This is for recommendation number 2. Will we be ready to present something to the board in Los Angeles? It cannot be more than a status report. I don't think that we can formulate the clear and implementable recommendation for the board by Los Angeles. Is there any comment regarding recommendation number 2? I gave the 2 action items. Is there any addition, any modification? I don't see any hand. So I will go to recommendation number 26. And for recommendation 26, we have to, I think we have to give a conception or a conception of the knowledge management, something that we didn't do before, prepare this and think about the resources needed for that. Is there any comment about this point before I go further? I don't see any hand. Okay, for the history of the policy development, there won't be to be in the capacity building, even if I don't see it in the capacity building activities. But we can give capacity building activities about the history. But I don't think it is part of the work of the capacity building. We may do any we can do capacity building programs for any issue. So it doesn't mean that any issue is given to the capacity building for the working group to give recommendation on. I want to have your point of view on this. I know the point of view of there, but the others, please. Okay, I see Silvia. Go ahead, Silvia.
Tijani, hello. Yes, this is Silvia. I see that Fatima Cambronero has put a note, and she asked someone to read out. So if you allow me, I will read out her comment.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Yes, she says, Tijani, maybe regarding recommendation number 2, we can ask collaboration to each RALO. They can help us to remark what capacity program was more relevant for them and why. Also, we can have something to the next week. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Fatima. Something for next week. What do you mean by that, Fatima? Outcomes to analyze from the RALOs next week. We will ask the RALOs and we will have outcomes from the RALOs and we will analyze them for next week. Okay, thank you. So it is not a recommendation, but a suggestion that she made, and she said maybe it can be done. My own point of view, it is very difficult to have something for the next week. If you want to have feedback from the RALOs, you know very well that it will take much more time. And coming back to the RALOs, we have done a survey for the RALOs before the summit about what kind of capacity building they are in need of. And we received their feedback and we ranked them and we tried to make the capacity building program according to the choice of the RALOs, of the representatives of the ALSs. So it is something that we already done, and we can do at any time. But I think that the time is very short between the last survey and what you are proposing now. So I don't know if it is useful to do it now. I think that we know more or less what kind of capacity building they need. And more than that, we know also what is urgent now to conceive a capacity building program about. Now, because we have the transition, we have the accountability, something that we need our ALSs to be very knowledgeable about that. And so we have the duty to make capacity building about that for them. And I think we have to do something intensive so that they will be more aware about those questions and they can participate in the discussion and perhaps participate in the decision making. So this is my point of view, and I give the floor to Olivier.
Thank you very much, Tijani. It's Olivier speaking. So just to recap on the action item, from what I've heard here, it looks like, so for recommendation number two, one, make stock taking of current capacity building efforts, evaluate output and costs. Two, propose activities in terms of capacity building. Ask, and that's all part of two, yeah? Ask Grailers to propose capacity building activities by the same time next week. Make use of the Atlas II survey answers in proposing the activities. And I think that this basically says, you know, you can ask the Railos to propose capacity building activities, and maybe some people will have suggestions for it, but also the core amount of activities to be proposed would be coming from this Atlas II survey answers that you very, very rightly reminded us about. And three, the third action item for recommendation number two was provide status reports to board in LA. Are these okay?
Yes, okay. I will add to that with the survey result and with asking the RALOs about what kind of capacity building they want, we have to add design capacity building programs for the hot topics in discussion now, for the future of ICANN and the future of the Internet. This is something that we have to do, even if people don't ask for it, we have to do it. It is our duty, and it is compulsory for everyone.
Okay.
Okay. So this is
so that's for recommendation two, and then you have got to think about recommendation 26.
Yes. I said that we have to think about a knowledge management system, because it wasn't done before by the working group or by any other one. We thought about it in the framework of the ICANN Academy, but not in the framework of any other structure in ICANN or in at large. So we need to think about the knowledge management system and let's propose suggestions with the cost or with the resources needed for it. This is the recommendation that I see. Not the recommendation, the action item that I see. I agree with Tijani, okay. Okay, Olivier, please.
No, open.
Okay.
Is the recommendation as it's Olivier speaking, is recommendation as it's listed in the summary minutes and action item as you said it? Recommendation 26?
Recommendation 26, think about the resources needed for, needed to implement. No, it is not that. It is thinking about a knowledge management subsystem or system and try to propose suggestions about that with the resources needed for it. Is there any comment about that? Yes, thank you, Olivier. Any other comment on it? Okay, we are 1 minute before the end of this call. I have another point of the agenda that is addressed, which is the next steps. And I wanted to speak about the face-to-face meeting in Los Angeles, but I wanted to tell you that we need in this meeting to design the program. I will propose the program, but I want I want you to discuss this program during this face-to-face meeting, and to perhaps propose more or change it, etc. It will be the main item of the agenda, the program for the capacity building for the next year. And it will be function, or it will be according to the survey, to the access to survey. It will be also according to the hot topics now under discussion. So it will be all of this, and I hope that we will have agreement about it. The capacity building working group meeting will take place on Monday, 13th of October, in Los Angeles, and you have the link here to the agenda of the agenda is not yet updated, but you have the link to the meeting there. This is what I wanted to add for item number 4 of the agenda of today. If there is a comment about that, please pick up. Okay, no hands, so in agreement. Any other business? Is there any other business? Okay, no other business. So thank you very much. We are 1 minute behind the time. Thank you very much. It was productive, I think, and I hope that we will be able... yes, before I close this meeting, I'd like you all to contribute in the production of the material we are going to do. So for the assessment, for the stock taking, and also we have to. It is a teamwork, so everyone has to participate in it. So please, we have our mailing list. We have also the wiki. So any contribution by wiki, by mailing list will be very welcome, so that we can advance our work. The work cannot be done only during the teleconferences. Thank you very much, and bye-bye.
Thank you, Tijani. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining
lines. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.